The Harder They Come is a 1972 Jamaican film directed by Perry Henzel and starring reggae star Jimmy Cliff as Ivanhoe Martin, a country boy who moves to Kingston wanting to record music and make a name for himself, but who instead becomes part of the ganja trade. He eventually achieves a level of stardom when he becomes a notorious outlaw on the run from the police, and when a record he cuts prior to his clashes with the law is released to capitalise on his infamy. If you haven't seen The Harder They Come, you may well be familiar with the soundtrack album, which is one of the most famous of all time. It includes the title track, as well as Many Rivers to Cross, You Can Get It If You Really Want, both by Jimmy Cliff, as well as other classics, such as By the Rivers of Babylon, Johnny Too Bad, and 007 Shantytown. The film was also turned into a musical that premiered in London a few years ago. I didn't see the musical, but I'd like to know how they handle the scene of Ivan Martin repeatedly slashing a man's face with a shiv, which happens in one of the most notable moments of the film. I absolutely love Jimmy Cliff's performance in The Harder They Come, especially in the first half when he is settling into his life in Kingston. Ivanhoe Martin is very poor, struggles to find work, and has to take a lot of shit from people who show him very little respect and barely give him the time of day. Whether that be a local preacher who he eventually works for doing odd jobs, music producers who refuse to give him a chance, local ganja dealers, and just about everyone else. Now, during these moments where he's being disrespected, Martin is almost completely deferent, very, very passive, but Cliff always plays him with a consistent solid grin on his face. He's always polite, as if he knows his chance will come eventually. He never ceases to be optimistic. He always keeps his cool and he always keeps believing. Martin is a man who knows his own worth and knows what he's good at. Cliff's performance is one of great style and attitude. There's a real sense of power and immense violence under the surface that is ready to explode when necessary. But he's also quite boyish. We see he reads comic books involving cowboys, and the preacher at one point finds a toy gun in his quarters. So he can be very violent, but his boyishness and his optimism is actually quite endearing. Perhaps the most famous scene from the movie happens early on when he goes to the local Rialto cinema to watch a screening of Sergio Corbucci's Django, the spaghetti western from 1965. And we see him watching the scene where Django machine guns down a load of bad guys who are styled almost like the KKK with red hoods. And Perry Henzel cuts between the movie of this massacre and the audience of young Jamaican men watching and cheering on Django as he operates his machine gun. And this moment is referenced again later in The Harder They Come when Martin makes his own armed stand against the police. It's an interesting moment that actually reveals a sort of intersecting point in international exploitation cinema of the time. You've got a Jamaican film, The Harder They Come, showing an Italian Western, Django. So there's two contexts already that combine. But also, Henzel's film was released in America by Roger Corman's company, New World Pictures. And if you look at the inlay cover for the Blu-ray release of The Harder They Come, you can see the poster for the US New World Pictures release that makes it resemble a blaxploitation movie, the kind of which that were popular in the early 1970s. As an aside, The Big Birdcage, which was also produced by Roger Corman's production company, has a character played by Sid Haig called Django. So you sort of get this full circle effect here of an American exploitation movie referencing the character of Django, but also releasing, through the same company, a Jamaican movie that references Django. The style employed by Perry Henzel is really wonderful. Jean-Luc Godard's Breathless is clearly an influence. Like Breathless, there's a lot of handheld shooting in the streets, as well as expressionistic moments, such as when Martin shoots a cop on a motorcycle and we see the subsequent crash filmed entirely through point of view of the officer crashing and falling off his bike. There are also multiple pop culture references. Some of the film is almost documentary-like, in particular the scenes in the church, the scenes in the streets with dozens of young Jamaican kids hanging around, and in the scenes in the recording studio where Jimmy Cliff sings The Harder They Come in two very long uninterrupted takes. Now, these mix of styles, the documentary realism, the expressionistic use of camera, and the pop culture references, prefigures Martin Scorsese's Mean Streets by a full year. That came out in 1973. I'm not aware of any connections or influences of The Harder They Come upon Mean Streets. I haven't heard Martin Scorsese or read Martin Scorsese making reference to the film, but there are clear stylistic similarities between them. The Harder They Come is also a very intelligent movie. You can see how it makes connections between the economics of the law, the music business, and the ganja trade, and how they all play off of each other in Kingston. But the thing I like most about the film is its rebelliousness towards authority. Ivan O. Martin takes on a lustful preacher. He takes on the local music producers, who have the business all sewn up in their favour. He takes on the local drug dealers, and he takes on the police. He doesn't always come out on top, but he looks great doing it. Now, I think The Harder They Come is one of the great anti-establishment movies, and I cannot recommend it enough. If you haven't seen it, please go and find it. If you've seen it in the past, I urge you to watch it again. Thanks for listening. The Newton Talks Cult Film Microcast will return.